Welcome back to Radio or Not. I'm Nicole Sandler, and honestly, I didn't think I'd be saying those words again because I had pretty much decided to pull the plug on the podcast. Thing is, I love doing this. I love reliving these old interviews that I was fortunate enough to have had the opportunity to conduct. All these wonderful artists that I was lucky enough to meet. Looking back on it, it's a dream that I wish I had never awoken from. The fact of the matter is, I've been doing this podcast for a couple of reasons. One is just the pure joy of it. The other is hoping, against hope, I suppose, that someone would hear it and decide, we need to get this girl back on the air and let her keep doing what she does best. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case. So why did I decide to stop? Well, it's expensive. Trying to do things the right way. I contacted ASCAP and BMI and decided to pay the fees, which really got to be more than I can afford at this point. So I put up a post on the website and said that, you know, it was fun while it lasted, and got a number of emails saying, well, you know, if that's the case, just don't play the music. Let us hear the interviews. So I figured I'll take a shot at it and see what the response is. All right. One that I've been wanting to share with you is actually, here I go again, one of my favorites. They all seem to be my favorites. But this is one I'd been wanting to play for a while, but I didn't because, I couldn't get approval from the artist. Actually, if I had been able to get a hold of the artist, I probably would have gotten approval. But Ben Folds and I go way back. In fact, I was the first in Los Angeles to play anything from the first Ben Folds 5 album. And we hit it off, and I became friendly not only with Ben, but his manager. Well, Ben has since changed management, and the new management company is, not being that easy to work with. So since I've decided now to play the interview without the music, they gave me permission to do that. So we'll do that. The station was KSCA. It was early 1995, I guess, when I first heard Ben Folds 5, and the album floored me. I was a huge fan, and they were coming to town, finally. They were opening for Heather Nova. I don't know where she is now. Anyway, so I arranged for them to come in the studio and play live. It was the very first Los Angeles radio appearance by Ben Folds 5. It was October 18th, 1995. And please excuse the absences where the songs should be.
I am privileged to be with Ben Folds 5. Thank you guys for coming in. You played your first LA show ever last night at the Roxy.
Yeah, it's the first one.
How did it feel?
It was fun. We like LA.
Good. Well, LA obviously likes you from the reaction last night. What a killer show. Thank you for waking up so early to come in this morning. We know that this is new for you.
Mm-hmm.
And let's introduce who's here. Okay. Ben Folds.
Yep. I'm Ben. I play piano.
And on drums, we have Darren Jesse.
Hi.
Hi. And Robert Sledge on bass is like around the corner.
Hi.
You're in an office.
Mm-hmm. I'm in here doing some paperwork. I'll be with you guys in a minute.
All right. We've described our music hall. We call it that because it's a hallway between
two studios. Because you haul your stuff into the studio and play.
Ben's got an electric baby grand piano in front of him that took a while to set up and get tuned. But you're here. We'll chat in a minute, but will you do a song for us first?
Absolutely.
Ben Folds 5 in the music hall. What you going to do?
Where's Summer B?
1, 2, 3, 4.
I'll get this out of the way fast. Ben Folds 5, there are three of you. Is it that?
It's that simple. The five's in the name, there's three of us.
Ben Folds 5
crazy.
Sounds... Yeah, sounds better than Ben Folds 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's we have the strength of five men.
Okay. We'll go along with that. You guys work so well together that it seems like you've been a band forever. How long have you
it
been
It does
forever?
Seem like that. Yeah. We've been a band for a year and 8 months.
Wow.
Yeah. But we've been in our truck for like 10 years.
Or it feels that way, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you do bring talk about the truck. How, you guys travel around in a...
It's basically an old Ryder truck that we strap the piano up in the back. And there's...
We're strapped.
Yeah. There's like a little couch and stuff in the back.
There's a sleeping
completely
compartment.
Against the law.
Ooh. Okay, well, there are no cops.
We won't tell anybody.
And it's unassuming. It just looks like a Ryder truck, so you'd never know.
Yeah, it does.
So it's
except for the guns we have mounted around them. But that's the southern thing.
We got a jackalope on the front.
The squirrel.
Well, you are from Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Yeah.
So that's a southern thing. So it's four of you in the truck traveling. You're right. Unfortunately, traveling around the country. You started this tour when?
Now, this one started a few weeks ago. Yeah, I think we've been two or three weeks on with Heather. And before that, we were out on our own or with Better Than Ezra or the Smithereens or someone. So we've been out for a while now.
So the three of you and your road manager driving in this truck with the baby grand piano in the back. Now, isn't that kind of hard to lug around?
It's not too bad.
Really?
It's really not. I mean, it's overall a major commitment. It wears you out, you know, after a while. But actually just moving into the club, I usually get it up and going before most guys would get all their guitar junk going. So,
and the roadies always say the same thing when you're leaving.
Oh, yeah.
And then after we left in a big hurry, they go, man, you guys, like, totally have this down and stuff. Like, that was great.
All right.
I never know.
So who tunes it?
Tune? Once every two or three weeks, we get someone.
And that's all you
need?
To
tune it. Yeah, I could use more, but right now, you know, I asked for it.
It's a portable baby grand piano. Yeah. Ben Folds 5 is with us in the studio. It's Ben Folds.
Yep.
You're the namesake, but it's Ben Folds 5.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a band. It's a full band thing. We have really three lead singers here, right?
Yeah.
How did you guys get together?
I'd met Darren briefly in Nashville, and when I moved back to North Carolina, we ran into each other at the Hardback and decided to throw, you know, had to go. Robert, someone my little brother knew.
The Hardback's closed.
It closed down. Now they got the strip bar there.
Oh. So a lot of the songs are taken from true life experiences?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But you just mix experiences up. You put a name on something that happened to someone else.
I saw Darren's girlfriend is in one of the songs.
Yeah.
All right. Is that somebody else's girlfriend? You just put Darren's name in?
Kind of. That one's kind of complicated. We'll get into that one.
Okay. I want you guys to play another song for us, but first I have one more question. And before I ask the question, Chuck, can you just hit what I have queued up in CD 3? This is the intro to a song on the album.
I'm sure you don't remember me.
Okay, that's enough. That's the intro to the song Underground. Were you a fan of Jesus Christ Superstar?
Yeah.
The reenactment didn't work, did it? Tell us. So you gave me this great response when I asked you the other day.
I just can't believe you still nailed that. The top of Underground is I guess I can't say it's a ripoff because, you know, the guy might live here in L.A.,
but you were influenced.
I'm completely influenced by it. It was supposed to be a takeoff of the top of Jesus Christ Superstar, or not the top of it, but the one with OKFS. We've got a problem here, and you get the prize because you guessed it.
All right.
Nicole's the only one out of everyone who's heard this song who said that sounded like the top of Jesus Christ Superstar.
I
love her now.
Well, thank you. I thought I was asking you the stupidest question.
No.
And you said, no, it is. Oh, my God. So
we were supposed to reenact that.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I went over the top when she said
that.
Here's
okay.
How it happened. Try it again.
Are you a fan of Jesus Christ Superstar?
Oh, my God.
All right. Ben Folds 5 is with us in the Music Hall at FM 101.9. You're going to do another one?
Yeah.
What you going to do?
This is called I Want to Funk You, Baby. This is called
What do you want?
Philosophy.
All right. Live here in our music hall at FM 101.9. Awesome.
You
guys are great. Okay, I know it's really, really early, and this, you usually don't get up and sing at 9, 10 o'clock in the morning.
No.
Yeah, you sound great.
Thanks.
Do you want to do one more? I'll leave it up to you. We'd love to have you do it, but you tell me.
Sure.
Yeah?
Video or underground or whatever you want to do.
Oh, well, you tell me.
It
doesn't matter to me. I think you should. We're at your radio station. You should choose the song.
Well, I think the song I love the whole album. The song I hear might be too really hard to do in the morning.
What's that?
Alice Childress.
We could do that.
Sure.
You can?
Sure,
yeah.
All right. Ben Folds 5, live in the music hall. Ben Folds 5, Alice Childress. And I got to say, I mean, under real adverse circumstances, the pedal was getting away from you under the piano.
It not only got away, it broke.
Oh, no.
The pedal came unloosed, and you know, I'm sure there's piano players out there in L.A., and I just want to apologize to each and every one of you for being so dependent on my sustain pedal. It's really poor, and I need to wean myself off that because I realize I can't play without a sustain pedal. I feel really bad now.
But you shouldn't. I thank you, and you sound great, and I know it's really early for you, and thank you. You have to come back again. I mean, come back to L.A. because not enough people got to see you last night.
We'll be back here.
Soon. All right. Ben Folds 5, you guys are great. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Nicole.
What a treat. Ben Folds 5, live in their very first Los Angeles radio interview. The date was October 18th, 1995. The songs that they played that morning were Where's Summer Be, Philosophy, and Alice Childress. Ben Folds 5 recorded 3 albums, I believe, and then decided to split up. Ben has had a wonderfully successful solo career, and if you go see the movie Over the Hedge, you'll hear all original songs by Ben Folds, now the father of a pair of twins who are just about the age of my daughter. They're probably about 7 right now, a boy and a girl, born on different dates and actually of different astrological signs, as only Ben Folds could do, I suppose. I'm Nicole Sandler. Thank you for listening to Radio or Not. I hope you enjoy it almost as much without the music. Please let me know what you think. All right, drop me a line, radioornot@gmail.com. I promise I'll answer all emails. I want to know your thoughts, what you think, if I should keep going. I got lots more of these, and it'll actually be easier for me to get them up and running without the music because I don't have to get approval from anyone. So let me know what you think, and hopefully we'll be back with another episode of Radio or Not soon.